Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
An estimated 36 million Americans suffer from migraines. If you're one of them, chances are that when the pain hits, you avoid bright light. You instinctively feel that light makes the headache symptoms worse. But it turns out it's a whole lot more complicated than that. According to some leading Boston migraine experts who published a paper just a few minutes ago, and because she gets all the medical news first, Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health Blog, is here to talk about it. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony, I'm on the case.
You are on the case. So, Carrie, I'm lucky I don't get migraines. Mm-hmm. I know that you do. So, yes. As one of those people who tell me about avoiding the light when these symptoms come in.
Yes. You know, actually, it's more a woman thing than a man thing. It's much more common among women. And I am a migraine sufferer. And the classic response to a migraine, of course, aside from taking anti-migraine pills, is to head for the darkened room. Right. And I remember the last time a migraine hit me, I was out on the street when I started to get what's called the aura, which is like these weird sparkling visual disturbances that tell me the migraine's about to hit. And I just raced home to the medicine cabinet and to my darkened bedroom.
OK. And so a lot of folks who suffer from migraines do that. So tell us about this new study, where it comes from, and what it says about this connection between light and migraines.
So it's just out in the journal PNAS, and it offers a few really fascinating insights. So first of all, a close examination of migraine patients found that it's not just that light makes the headache pain worse. It triggers other physical and even actually emotional reactions. Here's the paper's senior author, Dr. Rami Burstein from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Harvard Medical School.
They were telling us that light made them anxious, angry, irritable, agitated, nervous, hopeless, needy, sad, scared, upset, depressed, worried, panicking.
Wow, a lot of symptoms.
Yeah, so all these emotional responses. And then physically, the patients reported that light gave them feelings of like tightness in the chest or throat, made them breathe faster, gave them dry mouth, all kinds of things, dizziness, nausea. These are all responses that are controlled by your autonomic nervous system. So all in all, just really dramatic effects that go a lot further than the usual understanding of just light makes your migraine worse. And Anthony, here's a really interesting new finding. The researchers also report that the color of the light makes a difference.
So interesting. So that depending on the color of the light, it can cause more or less trouble for migraine.
Right, exactly. And specifically, they found that green light is much less problematic for migraine patients. Yeah. So Rami Burstein says work is underway now by several companies to try to turn these findings into products that could help patients, even maybe within a year or two. So like lenses and light boxes that could let people get mainly that green wavelength that doesn't worsen the migraine. And you can imagine if it pans out, it could really help people who are disabled by a migraine, in part because they have to avoid light during an attack, and that could be, you know, millions of people.
Interesting. So I'm really struck by this idea that light, maybe even certain colors of light, could have such a dramatic effect on everything from pain to emotion to breathing.
Yeah. So there's a pathway, and it also sounds like there's a major shift here from thinking that aversion to light is just one more symptom of migraine to actually seeing light as a possible contributing factor in migraine. So these researchers working with rats traced that pathway from the retina in the eye through a major control center in the brain, the hypothalamus, and out to the nervous system, where we have those autonomic symptoms like nausea or fast heart rate. And Dr. Burstein says, until now, we thought aversion to light was just part of how the brain changes during a migraine attack.
Now we are bringing a new concept here, suggesting that many of the symptoms like nausea and vomiting and stuffy sinuses, many of those can actually be exacerbated or attributed to the fact that migraine patients are spending much of their time in the light.
And Anthony, of course, whenever you gain a new understanding of a disorder, that raises the prospect you might be able to treat it better. And maybe eventually even with a way to block the contribution that light makes to a migraine attack. Hmm.
But typically it's a long road, right, from the lab to the pharmacy. So I'd imagine this whatever treatment would come out of this would be years away.
Yeah, it's a long road, many years away. But meanwhile, there are some much closer prospects of good news for people who get migraines. Dr. Burstein tells me that there's a really promising new family of migraine drugs that's expected to come to market next year. They're called humanized monoclonal antibodies against a peptide called CGRP. He says four companies have just completed clinical trials.
The results are outstanding for about 50% of the patients, who can see 75 to 90 to 100% response rate, whereas in about 40 or 50% of patients, the benefit is way smaller. But nevertheless, there is definitely a reason for high hope for many of these patients.
You just have to hope you're in the right 50%,
right,
for this
right.
drug. And of course, there are already anti-migraine drugs on the market. But for people who don't respond to them or who don't respond well enough, it sounds like there will soon be new options.
And meanwhile, what are these new findings about light, about the color of light mean for migraine patients? I mean, should people be donning, I don't know, green eyeglasses?
That's a very interesting theory. You could try that. I mean, I asked Rami Burstein and he says, you know, it's not realistic to try to avoid light. Like, yeah, you have to live your life. But he is hopeful that those green light devices could help someday.
All right. That's Carrie Goldberg. She's host of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can find a link to her post about this new migraine research at our website, radioboston.org. Thanks, as always, Carrie. And may you go always to the green light.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. Coming up, celebrating the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter with a look at its worldwide impact. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.